My name is Scott Graybaugh, and I'm president of Plant Tape USA.
So we're here talking about the Plant Tape system. It's kind of got a long history, even though it's only been a few years. Talk about how you guys got involved in this. A couple years ago, you guys actually purchased this, correct?
Correct. So we were introduced in 2013. They actually brought the technology to the U.S. It was shown at a seed field day. And after seeing it work in the field there, we decided that we would go to Spain and meet with their current director and their operations. And in the course of meeting with them in 2013, we found that they were looking for a strategic buyer of the technology. And this is a technology that we've been looking at for the last 30 years of trying to find the holy grail of transplanting, which we thought this was it. So we decided not to be just a customer, but to acquire the company. And so we were able to complete the acquisition within about 9 months of seeing the technology.
Yeah, and when I said it was a long history, a lot happened in a short period of time. After you guys bought it, you moved forward, but you didn't want to rush it out. You guys really wanted to kind of look at perfecting the system, right?
When we say it's been there for a long time, or they've been working on it a long time, they've been working on it in Spain for 10 years. Before then, it was being developed out of Switzerland. And so it was a labor of love that we stumbled across, and it had multiple years of engineering and inventions that were behind that. For us, we've planted probably about 8,000 acres now with this system. The idea is that we want to be able to vet through the process on our own ranches. We want to be experienced with the technology so that when we share it with the industry, we have answers on how it works, what the performance is, and what we've experienced as a company.
You talked about how this isn't just the planting machine, the transplanting aspect. This is a whole systems thing. Talk about, you know, what goes into the plant tape. I know it's kind of hard on the radio to visualize this for some people, but talk about what goes into the system as making the plant tape to doing it. It's a whole system. It's not just the transplanting part.
So it starts with the tray and the plug itself. A traditional plug is a fixed cell type system that in a speedling tray has maybe 338 cells. The plant itself is encapsulated in that cell, and the grower has to wait until the roots become fully bound within that cell to allow the transplanter to pull that plant out of that plug, not disturb the soil, not disturb the roots, to be able to put that in the ground. So that's typically about a 50 or 60 day process of seeding that tray and growing in the greenhouse. Our technology allows us to have a plug that is fully encapsulated, and you actually plant the plug, not just the transplant that comes out of that cell. So our trays hold 810 plants in comparison to the traditional transplant plug of maybe 338 or 410, depending on what crop you're planting. And we're able to plant at a much younger stage to continue the growth pattern of that plant, because we are not required to wait for the roots again to become fully bound. And we believe that that produces a healthier and ready to take off root system in the ground.
We've talked about how this, although labor is a major factor in this system, it's not the only benefit. You're seeing a lot of different benefits in this. Talk about the different benefits you're seeing in a system like this.
Yeah, when we first saw the technology, we thought that this was a great benefit for our labor. Labor is a challenge for us, and finding enough available labor for all of our different activities has been difficult. So this we saw from the face was taking maybe 16 to 20 people and reducing it to 3 and increasing the pace of transplanting. What we found, though, is the reduced amount of time in the greenhouse maximizes the square footage and the utilization of that greenhouse. We're seeing 400% increase in capacity of our greenhouses by utilizing this technology. So it's allowed us to utilize current greenhouses and not have to expand just to get introduced into this new technology. In addition to that, we're seeing the benefits of crops that normally could not be transplanted because of being able to plant, say, lettuce at a younger stage that avails us for all the advantages of transplanting, increased uniformity at time of harvest, and allows us to be able to increase the number of turns, hence for these crops that were not traditional transplant, to utilize a resource that is not growing, right? There's no more land available to grow on.
Bottom line is, this is allowing you to get more crop from the same land.
Correct. So we're looking at increasing yield. So increased yield per acre and more turns or more crops on that same acreage per year.
You also talked about how less inputs too, using some of the less inputs when it comes to nitrogen and stuff like that.
Yeah. So obviously increased yield for the same amount of effort, you get more product. More product means that you're growing on less acres. Less acres means less inputs as far as your fertilizers, your tractors, your irrigation labor, everything else goes along with that. In addition, because we're taking traditional crops that are direct seeded and now transplanting, we're reducing the amount of fertilizer that the crop requires, reducing the number of passes that occur in the field with tractors, and the amount of footprint of employees needed to grow the crop.
You showed lettuce at the Forbes AgTech Tour, but you guys are looking at different crops than that. Talk about some of the other crops you're looking at, and some of them were kind of surprisingly popular. Talk about some of the different crops you guys are looking at in this system.
So we traditionally grow iceberg, romaine, broccoli, cauliflower, celery. Those are the crops that were just really easy crops to start with for ourselves in the transplanting. As we started to push out the technology and the knowledge base in the industry, we've had people come from the onion industry, from the leeks, from tomatoes, melons, peppers, quite a big diversity of crops that we've seen the interest. Another surprising one was sugar beets. So we're actually now getting exposed, starting trials, many in Europe and some here in the U.S., of planting these crops and watching them grow.
And that was the other thing you mentioned. You guys see this system, you're excited about this system, but you see such a benefit in this system that you wanted to push it out to the rest of the industries. You didn't want to keep this and sell it. You want this to be in the agriculture industry, and that's why you're looking at these different crops.
Correct. It's only going to benefit us if it benefits everyone, right? The labor issues that we have is an industry-wide, not just our company. The available land base for the crops that we grow and produce for the nation, right, is an industry problem, not just our company. So we have a pattern and a history of finding innovations and bringing those to the industry. If it's wrapping lettuce, if it's vacuum cooling, all those types of things that we've started with were game changers for the industry that we think this will also be.
So where are we at with the technology? What is your guys' kind of game plan in the future? Where are we going with this?
Yeah, so we kind of started on that, but probably expanding on it probably be a little bit easier. So we, again, relatively new, bringing this to the U.S. In Europe, it's been probably 3 to 4 years where they've been introducing it to different growers and vetting through that system. For us, number one is we needed a domestic supply. So we've been working on a manufacturing facility here in California so that we can produce the tape and distribute it domestically. Addition to that is we didn't want to just have people buy the technology and not have the support that goes with it. So we are working through, as we built our factory, we're working through growing our crops, taking our observations, taking our notes, to be able to share those notes with the industry so that they can learn from our experience and not on their own.